talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at a brand new location, the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops in Somerville. And we'll be talking to Rafael Ketevez with Real Deal Countertops. Also, Brian Gates with Charleston Classic Consignment. We'll also be talking with Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Mike Greer with Clear Blue Pools. And we've also got a bonus interview with Ron Cochran and Bryant Watson with Viking, the appliance maker Viking. Well, as I mentioned, the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition is happening August 28th through the 30th. Sounds like a long way away, but in our world, it's very close. We're about 90 days away from that, and so everyone here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine is working very hard as we prepare for our next home show. And I wanted to mention that we are always seeking companies that cater to affluent homeowners, companies that have high-end custom products and services, and so if you cater to affluent homeowners, if you do a lot of work with wealthy homeowners, you may want to give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because what we hear from a lot of companies is business kind of is up and down month to month. They'll have a great month, and then the next month will be a little bit slower. And the nice thing about our fall home show is we really do motivate a lot of homeowners to come out. And you end up booking a lot of business for the fall, and it'll keep you busy all the way through Christmas. So if you're interested, give us a call at 843-577-7652. That's 843-577-7652, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And special thanks to Real Deal Countertops for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which was 3 weekends ago. And today we're going to be talking with Rafael Ketevez. How you doing, Rafael?
Good, Tim. How you doing?
Good. Rafael, thanks so much for sponsoring the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and also for hosting today's radio show.
My pleasure. The home shows and the magazine, was a big, big plus for us when we started here 2 years ago. And we are glad we're here, and we'll keep it doing it.
Good deal. Well, Raphael, take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
All right, Real Deal Countertop, it is a family-owned business. And the only thing that I want all the listen to understand that a lot of people say family-owned business, what that means. What really that means is we're going to treat you like us, like family. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to take our time to explain it to you, what it takes for you to have that dream, you know, come true. You know, that's, and have putting a countertop in a lot of houses, it is a dream come true. Sure. For a lot of people. You know, it's something that they waited a long time to do it, and we're here to make that time and that painful, you know, that we can.
And I know that a lot of people who are changing out their old countertops, you're absolutely right. When they had their old countertops originally put in, granite countertops was something that might have been too expensive for them. But today, very affordable to have granite countertops in your kitchen.
Definitely, Tim. And especially with us, Real Deal Countertops, and the name says it all. We are the real deal. Mm-hmm. We will give you a real deal and a good customer service and a product that you will have in your house forever. Mm-hmm. And we're here to back everything up that we do. And prices, they're really affordable nowadays, for sure.
Well, let's talk about some of the deals that you have here at Real Deal Countertops.
Okay. As you know, Tim, we imported our own material from the source. We'll make our prices lower than the market and a better product, too. You know, and it's a lot of people out there that can say they have a really, really a good price, really. But they work with a less quality material than we do. Mm-hmm. You know, because we hand select our materials, we are bringing first quality material to our warehouse. And the most popular ones now are the lighter ones, mm-hmm. the marble look one, that's with the white, which we have a lot of in stock. Mm-hmm. A lot in stock. So you can have a beautiful marble look countertop with the strength of the quartzite, mm-hmm. which is a natural stone, and with, let's say, $45, $55 a square foot installed. Mm. I mean, you cannot beat that, having a white marble look countertop for that price.
Right.
Of course, you've got to bring it in. You've got to come out to the showroom and take a look, because each lot is different. Mm-hmm. And we don't really have that in stock. We have tons of other different colors.
Right, because a lot of homeowners ask for marble in their kitchen, but marble is a softer material. It's softer than granite, and it can scratch a little easier than granite. Usually people put marble in the bathrooms, but you do get a lot of requests for that marble. They want that marble look in their kitchen, and they can get that with a real natural stone.
Yes, definitely they can. And like I said, we have a lot of that in stock, and they come and look at it, they touch it, they look at it. And also with those colors, Tim, we offering a 15 years warranty sealer with it, because it's a white material. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. It's a white material. If it does something happen with it, it's easier to see any lighter material. But with that 15 years warranty sealer in there, it's extra protection. Mm-hmm. And we will give you that with the material.
Good deal.
So it's an extra insurance that you have on your materials. Anything happen to it, it's natural stone. If some things can happen. And also, we'll give you a cutting board for you to use it. All my our customers get a free cutting board with their purchase, and so they can use that cutting board. So they don't have to cut anything in their brand new countertops. And they use that cutting board, then they don't have to worry about staining that cutting board.
Right.
You know, they will get it. And that's what it comes with that.
Talk about the process that a homeowner will experience when they have new countertops installed by Real Deal Countertops.
Tim, when like I said in the beginning about the family-owned touch that we have, is, you know, we'll come out to the customer house. I will measure, and I will bring samples with me. They will look in their house how that color look with their cabin, with their floor, and I will measure. I'll give their prices there at their house. Mm-hmm. If they don't see, if they don't like what I have in my samples, I'll bring them here to my showroom, and they can see more. Mm-hmm. I have way more. I wish, Tim, I wish I could bring all my samples in my car. If I put all the samples, my car won't move. So I wish I could, but I can't. But I'll bring the most popular ones, the colors that a lot most people put in their house. And most of the time, they like what I bring.
Gotcha. Yeah. And but in terms of the installation, will a homeowner be without their kitchen for a week or two?
If they have existing countertop there, they're not going to be without countertop any period of time. Well, I will measure with their existing countertop in place, and within a week and a half later, we'll come back and install it, and they will have a beautiful working kitchen in that same day. Mm-hmm. Well, they just have. We recommended them wait 24 hours for them to connect the plumbing, mm-hmm. Because you want to make sure everything dries under the sink. Mm-hmm. That's it, mm-hmm. and they're gonna have a beautiful countertop for like the next day for them to use it.
Gotcha. Yep. And in previous interviews with you, Rafael, you're from Brazil.
Yes, I am.
And when you and you get a lot of Real Deal Countertops, gets a lot of your stone from Brazil.
Yes, we do. We personally, it's either myself or my partner Matt. We go there, we select the stone, and we bring it in. And that, we bring in first quality material. Mm-hmm. We go there, we have family there, we know the courier, we know people there, and we select it and bring it over.
Mm-hmm. And some people who might not be totally familiar with buying natural stone countertops, every stone is differently priced, right? You've got the least expensive stone. Give an example of some of the lower price stone.
Lower price, yes, definitely. Like the most standard colors, like the beiges and the browns and a little bit of the white too. Yes, you can have a countertop that start from $40 a square foot installed.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like a lot of places that they say it's $40 or people put it like $30 is, but does not include everything. Mm. We including everything, including the material, including the installation, we including the cutout, we including everything.
The edging.
So the edge. We include everything.
Right.
The only thing extra the customer have to pay for, of course, is any place you gotta buy a sink, mm-hmm. of course. And if we have to remove and dispose of existing countertop, that is extra. But the rest is all covered.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the average square footage for countertops in an average kitchen is about 60 square feet or so.
Believe it or not, Tim, you can find kitchen that's less than that.
Less than that.
We've done kitchens that is 35, 40, 40 square, 45 square feet. It varies a lot. So, but average, I would say, media kitchen. You're talking about that, 55, 60 square feet.
Okay.
Yes.
So just doing some quick math, 60 square feet times $40 a square foot, that's $3,600 to have brand new
countertops. Yes.
All inclusive, no other charges,
no,
or anything,
sir.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the prices have come down a lot, and you'll notice, like, when you're looking at real estate ads, oftentimes if there is granite or any kind of natural stone in the kitchen, that's one of the selling points that the real estate agents always make a point of noting.
Definitely. And we do have a lot of realtor that we work with. And is any realtor that's listened to it, give us a call. I will help you. I'll help your client select a reasonable color that will look good. They don't have to spend that much money. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you're selling a house, you want to make money. But you will help them select a stone that will look good and will help them sell that house.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And I love this new display that you have here at the Real Deal Countertops location in Somerville. Kind of describe for our radio listeners what we're looking at.
Now, those are all granite. Well, you know, of course, we have the white, which is the marble look one, and we have the Santa Cecilia light, peacock green, valley white, cappuccino white, Dallas, and we have ubatubas. We have again, we have a lot popular colors in stock and exotic colors mm-hmm. as well. We do have in stock here.
So this is this display we're looking at. Looks like there's 14 different types of stone, samples of stone, but it's not just a tiny little sample. These look like they're about 18. Each sample here is about 18 inches wide by about 4 feet or
yes.
so.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really gives you a chance to see a good cross-section of what your countertop might look like.
Definitely. And the good thing about people coming here to the shop, they can see we go to, back in your warehouse and they see the full slab. They can see what's going to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. You want to see natural stone. Looking at a small sample does not give you the whole picture. But when you come here and you see the whole slab, that will give you a different perspective and what it's going to your house.
Good Definitely. Deal. And we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you what's hot. What are homeowners asking for most?
The marble look.
The marble look.
And we have a lot of that in stock, Tim.
All right. Terrific. Well, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Real Deal Countertops.
All right. They can get in touch with me personally. They can call my cell, 843-729-1176. Or they can call the office, 866-707-1414.
Okay. And the address here where Real Deal Countertops is located?
818 Central Avenue in Somerville.
Okay, 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. All right. Well, we have been talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops, and special thanks to Real Deal Countertops for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Rafael.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Brian Gates with Charleston Classic Consignment. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Classic Consignment.
Well, we're a fairly new business in Somerville, although not new to the business in general. We're here from Indianapolis. We own two stores and have relocated to the Somerville area, and we've been in business now here in Somerville since October.
Gotcha. And what does Charleston Classic Consignment offer to the public?
Well, basically what we offer is high-quality furniture, home decor, accessories, and anything basically you would need to either beautify your home or just practical items for your home.
And most or all of what you folks carry at Charleston Classic Consignments is consigned furniture?
Most everything is consigned, yeah. We have about a 5,000-square-foot building that I'd say about half of it is consigned furniture from people either moving, coming in, or out of the area. We also have the rest of our building is rented to mm-hmm. other vendors that have some custom furniture. We have a gentleman, for instance, that repurposes hard pine furniture and makes it out of barn doors, whatever. A lot of painted furniture and a lot of handmade accessories that the different vendors build and bring into our store to sell.
How does the consignment process work?
Well, it's pretty simple, really. What we do is when a person calls us, we can either text or email a photograph of the item, and we can let them know what it would sell for, what the public was willing to pay for it. We have a pickup and delivery staff as well, so we can go to their home and pick the furniture up. We only keep it for 30 days, so our store changes every day. It's constantly daily new items coming in.
Mm-hmm. And how does Charleston Classic Consignment share the sales with the owner of the furniture?
Well, how it works is we are able to, again, what the public dictates is how we price it. So everything's on a 50-50 split. But so we actually bring the furniture in and stage it and arrange it appropriately so people can see the actual good quality of the furniture and get the most money for it as possible.
And what happens if an item doesn't sell within that 30-day period?
Well, for if any reason an item doesn't sell within 30 days, which most of them do, to keep our inventory moving, we mark it down 25%. And then after 60 days, again, the consignor would have the option to either get their furniture or mark it down again. But that generally never happens. Inventory moves pretty quick.
Gotcha. Does what do your customers say about the quality of the merchandise at Charleston Classic Consignment?
Well, we're pretty excited about the input that customers give us. Our location in Somerville is by a couple different retirement communities and over by the Cane Bear area, where there's people relocating from all over the United States into the Charleston-Somerville area. And our response daily, we hear from people that they've never seen a consignment shop as nice as ours, as clean as ours, and with a staff as helpful as ours. So we're excited about the response they're giving us.
How about the pricing? Do you ever get any comments on the pricing?
People tell us every day that your pricing is really, really good compared to some of the more city areas. So we try to keep it fair to the customer, but also fair to the consigner. But people have responded very well with our price and product both.
Mm-hmm. As far as the merchandise goes, is there any type of, like, what's your profile of the type of merchandise that you accept at Charleston Classic Consignment?
Well, we do accept older items such as wood items, like antique things, but we don't get a lot of that in our area. But as far as furniture and decors, we only accept items that are current and clean, from a smoke-free home, pet-free homes, that kind of thing. And again, things aren't dated, not counting antiques, of course, they would be dated more. But yeah, we keep good quality items and inspect them before they're brought in and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. What can you think of an example of maybe some high quality merchandise that's come into Charleston Classic Consignment that somebody jumped on real quick?
Oh yeah, we've had a different name brands of items. I mean, a lot of people aren't as familiar with name brands of furniture like Henrodons or whatever. But we'll get those items in pretty regularly. Just for instance, this week we had a beautiful, beautiful set of patio furniture that came in on a Sunday afternoon. And on Monday I had three people wanting to purchase it. Two went home to measure, and while the two were measuring, the phone was ringing to buy it, and someone had already bought it and loaded it up. So people check on a daily basis, because it just changes literally every day, the items that come in and out the door.
Gotcha. Is there, and we're talking about like dining room furniture?
Sure, yeah, dining room furniture comes in on a regular basis, living room furniture, bedroom furniture. This time of year, a lot of people are changing out patio furniture inside and out, screen room furniture, you name it, for the house, it comes in on a regular basis.
Interesting. What about the staff at Charleston Classic Consignment? How does your staff assist customers?
Well, I think our staff's pretty unique in the fact that we have my business partner, he and his wife were in the real estate business as a broker for 28 years and owned several properties, and so we're very familiar with types of furniture, quality of furniture, and what looks good in certain types of homes. We also have two women that have rented from us that actually own businesses where they perform house staging for realtors and customers trying to sell their homes, that type of thing. So they're very knowledgeable about what works in what area and what goes together well for the style of home.
So you get, your customers can ask the staff questions maybe get some free design assistance.
Yeah. Yeah, and for instance, we had a lady come in just this week that was searching for furniture for her son's apartment and basically didn't even know where to start. And by the time she was done with us, we pretty much had her whole apartment furnished. Going through the store, it can get kind of overwhelming with that many items and trying to figure out what you need to do for certain areas. So yeah, various assistance is there every day for help.
Gotcha. Well, how do your customers learn about new additions to Charleston Classic Consignment? I imagine you get people who stop in continuously, right?
Right, correct. Yeah, people come in. We have regular shoppers that come in 2-3 times a week just to see what's new. But we're very aggressive with social media. We have a staff member that's all they do is our social media with Facebook and our webpage. So daily those things are also put on Facebook. And we have a lot of Facebook shoppers too on a regular basis that maybe work full time and don't have time to come in every day. And they just check their Facebook every day for something they might be looking for, and they see it on there and pop in and buy it.
What's the... What if you were to try to convince somebody that that they should consider consigned, buying consigned furniture. What would you tell them? How would you persuade someone to consider consigned furniture versus going to buy it brand new?
I think the reason I would encourage that, home things have changed with the furniture world. People don't, back in the day, folks would buy a set of furniture and keep it in their house for 20 years. People don't do that anymore. They want to change it up and out every couple of years. People seem to move a lot more. One thing that we're super excited about here is, as I mentioned earlier, that we get so many people that have relocated into the Somerville area, and we're getting that good quality furniture that people bring down, and then they've downsized and don't have room for it. So you can go in and, excuse me, into our store and get beautiful items for a fraction of the cost, and the quality is better too, because it's items that people have paid a lot more money for, mm-hmm. as opposed to just walking into a furniture store and buying something that's going to last you a couple of years and you have to throw it away.
Right. So the pricing, that's definitely a motivating factor, I would guess.
I think so, yeah, for sure. Again, there's furniture on the market today that's called disposable furniture, basically, and we don't have that, but you're getting it for the same price. Good quality stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think that's kind of a leftover from the recession is that people still have that mentality that they really want to, you know, get a deal on sure. whatever it is that they're buying, and sure. including, and they could definitely do that with consigned furniture.
Yeah, yeah. Not only with consigned furniture, but also the items that we have in the store. We have several very talented ladies that actually build items. I have a lady that has a booth with us right now that shops for old iron metal lamps, and she's making plant stands out of them, and we have a waiting list now for them. Something you would never find in a retail store of that quality for that price and that uniqueness. So it's pretty exciting, the items that come in and out.
Interesting. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Classic Consignment?
Well, our webpage and our Facebook both are Charleston Classic Consignment, so they can always look on that. If you're old school like me, you can stop in and touch and feel our items, or also call us on the phone. It's 843-695-8452.
Okay, good deal. And what was that website again?
The website is charlestonclassicconsignment.com.
All right, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Brian Gates with Charleston Classic Consignment. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. How you doing, Eddie?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having us on.
Sure, sure. Eddie, take a moment and tell everybody about Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Well, Tim, Berkeley Electric Cooperative was founded in 1940. Of course, we're a nonprofit, member-owned company celebrating 75 years of working in Lowcountry, growing with the Lowcountry. You know, of course, as the Lowcountry grows, we get bigger. But also we invest technology into our system to try mm-hmm. to help our members know about electricity. Of course, we're excited about the new Volvo plant coming in and having new jobs in our area, and we'll be growing with that also.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. And congratulations to Berkeley Electric Cooperative. You folks are celebrating your 75th anniversary?
Yep, 75 years of being in the Lowcountry. We didn't have power, all of our service territory. Before that, and we came in and actually started up power, but we're doing so many things with new technology now.
Mm-hmm. And Eddie, as part of the Berkeley Electric Cooperative 75th anniversary, you folks are doing the 75 acts of education. Talk about that a little bit.
We're much more involved in, one of the principles of the co-op is actually educating about energy usage and also safety. So we're doing networks with the school districts, with firefighters, first responders, education about, solar power going in and being safe with that, but how to use it, how does it affect your home, so people can make wise decisions. Community groups, we're speaking to different groups on, whether it be low-income community groups, about energy efficiency, how to manage your energy wisely in your home.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody wants to save money, and when it comes to their energy. They, you know, they'd rather spend their money on something else than a power bill. And so, as part of the 75 acts of education through Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you folks, what kinds of tips can you share today about energy education?
Well, energy would come into the cooling season, so you know, be aware that that's your number one usage in your house this time of year. You know, keeping that unit clean. Have you had the unit serviced by a qualified heating and air contractor? Just come in and clean the unit, make sure it's properly charged and working. Or the duct system site, you know, is the air leaking out from the return, you know, back before it gets into your house? Is it leaking in your attic?
How do you find, how important. Do you know that?
Not only can your contractor visually look at it, the home can be tested. There's testing companies that are doing the as part of the energy requirements for the new homes. They go in and do a blower door test. They can actually depressurize your house and find out whether your duct system is tight or not tight, and identify what the problems are.
Gotcha. And not to get too detailed, but what is a blower door test?
A blower door is where you put a technician will put a curtain in with a fan in your front door and pull the air out your house at a metered amount. And then from that, you can determine if the house has got problems or not. And then you can check, you know, each one of the ducts and see if there's actually a leak in one of the ducts.
I see. Have it repaired. So all your windows and doors in the house are shut, and mm-hmm. then the blower door measures the leakage around your around your house?
That's correct. We do that with members that are wanting to go through our Home Advantage Loan Program. It's a 5% interest weatherization program, and our contractors go in and do the repairs once we've identified the work that needs to be done. And there's dramatic improvements in the comfort in the house and lowering of energy bills. And it's a wise investment to make sure your house is tight and the duct system is tight.
Gotcha. And when you say tight, you mean there might be areas of the home that just need simple caulking, and if mm-hmm. the house isn't caulked properly, then the air that you're paying for, the heated air or the cooled air that you're paying for, could be leaking right out of your house or into the attic, right?
That's correct. You know, common things for two-story houses: you got a room of the garage, got a door going into a room of the garage access. You'll see that underneath sinks where things have not been sealed up, maybe underneath the first floor large bathtub that mm-hmm. has not been sealed up. So there's areas all over the house that can be checked and be sealed. You know, duct systems where the grills come in and come out of your ceiling or come out your floor. Mm-hmm. If the grills are pulled, sometimes you'll see those gaps right there where it's leaking to the outside. Oh. And it adds up when you do 12 grills in a house and you got a leak at each one. You know, just a little bit of caulk can make a difference.
Right. And occasionally, sometimes the ducts that maybe run underneath your house, I've even seen how they've become unattached from the AC grill itself, and it's blowing cold air or hot air, whatever temperature that air is, you're paying for that air, into the crawl space of a house.
That's correct.
Or in an attic, for example.
Yep, it's leaking. We find that, you know, in homes. And, of course, the contractors that work with our loan programs are aware of looking for that and trying to get those repaired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can do that on audits for our members of Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
So as we enter the cooling season, the question that I always want to ask you is, should we be setting our thermostats at 72 degrees? That's like the optimal temperature, right, that people have at offices and so forth?
Well, the ideal setting really is more like 78, you know, is a good setting. If you have your system is properly sized to your home, your duct system is tight, you're not going to have as much moisture in the home during the summertime if those things are right. And you can actually set it at a higher temperature at 78 degrees and be comfortable. Now, if the home is has leaks, the unit is oversized, you're going to have it much lower setting to be comfortable in the house because humidity is going to be higher.
Right, right. And I know that there are people out there, they have fights with their spouses over it's. They say you're supposed to have your house at 72 degrees, but if you set it at 78 and you decide you want to lower it, How much more are you going to have to pay going from, say, 78 to 76 or 74 degrees or even down to 72?
Yeah, it's about a 5% increase in your cooling bill in the summertime per degree. So per if degree. You set it 5 degrees colder than 78, you're into about a 25% increase over what it could have been if you set it up a little bit higher, 5 gotcha. Degrees higher.
Well, we always have ours at 78, and, you know, it takes all the humidity out, and that really makes mm-hmm. a big difference on how it feels in your house.
And you want the unit to run, you know, full time. When it gets above 95 degrees, that unit's pretty much going to run all the time and not
sure.
stop.
Right.
Of course, there, you know, when a unit goes out, you know, look at what can I do to try to make my house more efficient at that time. Properly size your unit going in. Consider even a variable speed. The new technology is variable speed units, indoor and outdoor. And so in the spring and the fall, those systems are running on lower speeds. They're taking the humidity out. You're feeling comfortable. Same thing in the wintertime. They do a lot better job on warmer supply temperatures in the winter. So it's a great system to look at investing that extra in a variable speed heat pump.
Mm. And there are those out there that say bigger is better. So they mm-hmm. want, if it's not that much more to have a 6-ton unit or a 5-ton unit, they may want that. But that's not correct, is it?
That is not correct. You want to have that unit size to what we call Akamanya J, which is the standard for sizing a unit. Properly size that house so that it does run in the summertime, you know, full time. You want it to run. In the spring and the fall, you'll be uncomfortable in your house whenever it's oversized unit.
Eddie, talk about some of the thermostat choices that Berkeley Electric Cooperative has.
Well, looking at the Wi-Fi thermostats with our Total Connects program through Coastal Berg Alarm, we have the Honeywell system is actually can be controlled right from your phone, and you can actually change your settings. You can set up schedule as far as when it's going to be certain temperatures. So you have a lot of control over your thermostats now,
mm-hmm.
and that's one way you can try to reduce your heating and cooling costs. This time, of course, cooling cost is through your thermostat settings.
What do you say to people who might want to turn off their air conditioning during the day when they're not at home and then turn it back on when they get home at night?
We recommend more of a 5-degree setback, cutting the system off completely. You can have an increase in humidity in the house during the day. It'll take a long time to get that humidity back out. So mm-hmm. we recommend setting it back and not necessarily setting it off.
I see.
Also, you'll find you know, opening the windows is great, but if you're doing that you know, certain part of the day and then closing it up another part of the day, you're going to have humidity. You're fighting humidity. So if you leave the windows open, you might want to do it for a longer time period, you know, like, you know, a couple of days at a time when not needing to run that cooling system.
Tell me about the how a Berkeley Electric Cooperative member can actually track their power usage.
As part of investing in technology, we have hourly reading meters that we can actually post up on the through a website. Mm-hmm. It's called Smart Hub. You can download an app for Berkeley Electric Cooperative members to Smart Hub and actually go see your account. You can see your previous bills. You can look at your hourly kilowatt hour usage and see when it gets hot outside, my bill goes up. It's a great way to try to control what you're using as far as your monthly bill.
Hmm. And with storm season coming up, any suggestions for homeowners?
Well, for storms, you know, definitely be aware that, you know, power can go out. There's always concern about electrical safety, not to plug in a generator into a house that's not disconnected from the utility. Also know that from Berkeley Electric members, because we have two-way communication, we know if your actual power is out. So we can actually go into an area and do restorations and try to get everybody repaired before we leave that area. Mm. During major storms, of course, we have to repair the main lines, get them on, and then we come back and pick up the individual services.
Hmm. I have to just say I think it's really wonderful that the power providers you all seem to have a very cooperative way of working together. When there's an ice storm up in Connecticut or something like that, mm-hmm. it seems like the power companies will send some of their linemen up to help restore power, and that happens. It's reciprocated too when we have lines that go down here in the Charleston area. We get help from outside of the Charleston area.
That's right. We call it cooperation among co-ops.
Oh,
and
nice.
We actually work with our statewide organization, and when they have outages, you know, we go help them. When we have outages, they come to our system. The co-ops are a national system, so we have a standardized construction, so the other co-op lineman can come and actually do repairs on our system. It's very similar like working on their own system.
That's great.
So it's a great cooperation among our co-ops
in
the state.
Is. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Well, Tim, you can go to our website, bec.coop. Also, we have links to Touchstone Energy, which has a way to do your online audits, got many energy tips. And, of course, call a Berkeley Electric Cooperative at 761-8200. We'd be glad to talk to you and try to schedule an audit for our members and give you suggestions on lowering your energy bill.
All right, terrific. Well, we've been talking with Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Hi, thanks so much, Eddie.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Mike Greer with Clear Blue Pools. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Mike, tell everybody about Clear Blue Pools.
We are a custom pool builder. We have been in business for 16 years, and we work in the Charleston area primarily. We've built pools as far south as Savannah, and we typically like to stay in the Charleston area as much as possible. We have probably roughly about 600 to 700 pools that we've built in the 16 years we've been in business. So we have a lot of experience.
Right.
And it's the old adage, the customer comes first. We really try to take care of our customers, most importantly, after the fact. The construction
right.
process is what it is pretty much primarily in any job that we do. It's pretty straightforward. But after the job is complete is when we really need to focus on customer service.
Good deal. And when it comes to pools, are we talking about fiberglass pools or gunite pools?
We are strictly what's called a shotcrete or a gunite pool builder.
Gotcha.
So we build the pool on site.
Gotcha. And are there any advantages to a gunite pool over any other type of pool?
Absolutely. Specifically in design, we can build anything that we can design or draw up. The advantages to what we do beside the design of the pool is step location, bench location, light location, the depths of the pool. We can vary the depths to whatever is specifically important to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different things that we can do. It's kind of an open-ended thing. We're really able to build truly a custom pool for the customer.
Gotcha. So if somebody is a banjo player and they want a banjo-shaped
exactly.
swimming pool,
right.
Clear Blue Pools could do it.
That's correct. If we can design it and create it on paper, then we can build it.
Gotcha. What are some of the things that people should consider when planning a pool?
There's quite a few things. A lot of folks don't take into consideration the overall project. And what I mean by that is it's not just the pool that you need to be focused on, but there's things that go with the pool, such as landscape and fencing. Primarily, those are the two big things. Another thing to consider with the area that we're in is trees.
Mm-hmm.
Trees are a huge issue for some lots, and some of the areas are very tree sensitive in terms of the diameter of the tree, if you can remove it or not. So a lot of that stuff needs to be addressed up front or considered before moving forward with the pool.
I see. And because every pool has to have a fence,
that's
right?
correct. Code is that you have to have a fence with a self-latching gate. Certain municipalities will allow for an automatic pool cover to suffice as fencing, but primarily your insurance company is going to want to have you have a fence around the pool.
And if a homeowner says, okay, we want a swimming pool, but we're not really sure where to put it, Is that something Clear Blue Pools can help with?
Absolutely.
As far as placing?
Without question. The pool's not just a functional aspect of the yard, but it's a visual aspect of the yard. So where the pool's located is really important from a viewing perspective. So we want to make sure that we put the pool in the most optimal place in the backyard.
You know, in years past, sometimes if a house had a pool, it wasn't, and you were putting your house up for sale, it wasn't counted toward the value of the house. It was actually counted against the value, which never made sense to me because as a kid,
right. You
know, when we go on a trip, Mom, we gotta get a hotel or motel that has a pool. I mean, everyone wants a pool, right?
That's correct. Well, it's changed. I mean, in a lot of the areas that we build, the homes are rental homes, and the pool is actually a bonus for the owner because they get to actually charge more money for the rental of the house. So it's really changed. It's done almost a 180. Depending upon the area, which of, and obviously it's all related to who's coming to look at the house to mm-hmm. buy the home. But on average, the pool is definitely a plus to have.
Well, and I think it used to be there was a lot more maintenance involved in the olden days with a swimming pool. And swimming pools today are very low maintenance.
No, without question. And since the SALT system has come on board, the computer controls and the simplicity of filtration now, the hands-off time is tremendous compared to what it used to be. So there's a lot of downtime for the customer in terms of having to mess with the pool. They're out enjoying the pool versus the, you know, weekly hassle of being out there messing around the pool. So with the cleaning systems that are available today, the automation systems, and then the chemical systems. It's not hands-off because it's still a body of water that's treated, but it's about as close as we can make it.
Do you have to have a chemistry degree to be able to see what, you know, keep your chemistry correct?
Not at all. There's just a few key components that you have to learn and understand, and it's really simple. The main three functions or main three chemical aspects of the pool would be your chlorine or your sanitizer level, your pH, and your alkalinity levels. Those three things are what's key, and they're really easy to maintain.
And we always just bring a water sample to Leslie's, and mm-hmm. they tell us what we need.
It's a great idea. But now with automation, a lot of the information is right on your own computer.
Oh.
So the salinity levels are there. The percentage of output is there. So a lot of stuff is right at your fingertips.
Built into the actual
computer system,
oh,
right?
Nice.
So the downtime on the pool as far as having water tested is a lot less, but it's really a good idea to do it anyway, especially summertime, just because of the humidity and the temperatures.
Mm-hmm. What you mentioned a salt system. What is a salt pool?
Basically, it's a chlorinated pool, which is a huge misconception because a lot of people think their pool is salted, therefore it's non-chlorine. It's
like
exactly
swimming
the
in the ocean or something.
Exactly. The ocean parts per million is roughly... 28,000 parts per million. A swimming pool is at 3,000 parts per million.
Okay.
So you're talking a tenth of ocean water. So it's just a hint of salt. The way the salt systems are designed is the actual unit is plumbed in line after the filter. Salt is added directly to the pool. It goes through the pump, it goes through the filter, through the salt generator, and what happens inside that unit, they're titanium plates, and I'm getting a little bit technical here, but it's really simple. The salt goes through the titanium plates, there's an electrical charge, and it creates chlorine. And this process just keeps repeating itself. And the beauty of salt is that it's very inexpensive to purchase and that it lasts a long time. So as a homeowner, you're only having to top the pool off with salt once or twice a year, depending upon usage.
Gotcha. So if I remember correctly, salt is NaCl.
Correct.
And chlorine is Cl. So
right.
you're getting the chlorine from the salt.
That's exactly right. And the neat part about it is the salt doesn't dissipate. It stays in the pool. It only goes out through splashing or overall usage. So the time frame to replenish the pool with salt is minimal.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a whole lot of... you don't have a whole lot of time invested in salting the pool. It's typically once a season or twice a year.
And we just a coincidence today, but we have our pool at home was installed by Clear Blue Pools, and we have one of the salt systems. And I think what my wife and daughters say is that it makes their skin feel kind of a little softer. Mm-hmm, it's not correct. It's not as hard on you as a chlorine pool.
That's exactly right. The salt is, it's 100% grade A salt, so you're swimming in soft water. It's like a soft water system for a house. So you're taking out all the harshness that's associated with normal chlorine in a pool, which is typically 55% inert ingredients, creating the hardness in the water.
And Mike, occasionally Clear Blue Pools run some specials. Does Clear Blue Pools have any specials running these days?
Yeah, actually we just created a brand new one. We're just coming out with it, and it's a $29,975 pool special that is a 12 by 24 pool. It's 3 to 5 foot deep. It includes everything that the pool needs: pump, filter, salt system, computer control, travertine surround, and a brick paver decking, and it's for just under $30,000. It's at an awesome price point, and you get a great pool for the dollar.
Nice. And 12 by 24, that's about the size of our pool. We have a small backyard, and so no matter what size backyard you have, you can get a custom made pool from Clear Blue Pools.
Absolutely. And for people that are in a tight situation or they have setbacks and easement, a 12 by 24 foot pool is a nice size pool, and it will still accommodate a family of four, and you can get in at a number that's really, really friendly.
Best value that we ever got in our house when we built it was that swimming pool. So thanks to Clear Blue Pools for that.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Use it all the time. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Clear Blue Pools.
Sure. The best way to get a hold of us is through our website at clearbluepools.net. You can contact our office at 843-300-4143, or you can email me at mike@clearbluepools.net.
Okay, well, we've been talking with Mike Greer with Clear Blue Pools. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Ron Cochran, Vice President of Sales for the Southeastern Division with Viking Distribution East, and also Bryant Watson, the Senior Corporate Product Trainer for Viking. How are you folks doing?
Doing great today. Thank you, Tim.
Doing good. Glad to be here.
Good deal. Now we're sitting in the back of a customized tractor trailer here that demonstrates Viking cooking appliances, right?
That's correct. It's a 53-foot trailer, fully equipped with gas, water, power to fully power a full kitchen of Viking appliances.
Very good. And as you were showing me around, it looks like there are two different cooking demonstration areas complete with stadium seating. Talk about that a little bit, Brian.
Well, we have two areas. On the first area, when you come in, we're highlighting our new cooktops, the new hoods and things that we did at the KBIS show, refrigeration. And then we move over to the other side that has a separate seating area where we do the Turbo Chef, which is our new and latest and greatest technology, our 7 Series ranges, and our new French door double oven.
Gotcha. And you were showing me that French door double oven. Describe that, kind of paint a picture for our listeners of how that Viking appliance works.
Well, when you look at it, think about a French door refrigerator as both doors open out. We have that same type of doors technology on our oven. So instead of a front door opening down, it opens out left and right. So you have front accessibility all the way up to the front of the oven. So it gives you more stability when you're taking heavy things out of the oven, gets you more front and center to what you're doing.
Interesting. Now, Ron, you were telling me that the Viking Mobile Showroom has been traveling around the United States. Talk about where the Viking Mobile Showroom has been visiting.
Well, we started off in February down in Miami, and we hit Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Naples, shot up to Tampa, Jacksonville, over to New Orleans, and then let it spend a few weeks in Texas, hitting Dallas and Houston, came back into Little Rock, hit Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery, Birmingham. We spent 3 days in Atlanta, and then we're here today in the Mount Pleasant area, Charleston area, going up to Charlotte tomorrow, and then into Raleigh on Thursday. After that, we'll move all the way up through the Mid-Atlantic states, Virginia, Maryland, and then up into the Boston area before we head up into Canada later this summer.
Very good. Well, this Viking Mobile Showroom is definitely getting around.
Absolutely. We'll finish up after we come back later in the summer from Canada. We'll run across the entire country before the end of the year, before we get into the cooler months of December. And then we'll start planning our reroute back across the country for 2015.
Terrific. Well, and just to clarify for our listeners, we record our radio show, and so you mentioned that the Viking Mobile Showroom is at Southern Season Grocery and Cooking School today. This was actually a couple of weeks ago that we did the recording. So I don't want anyone to show up at Southern Season and be disappointed. Although, how can you be disappointed when you go into that their grocery and cooking school? So, but Bryant, talk about what people will experience, because we hope that the Viking Cooking School will take another run through Charleston, maybe in 2015. And what will they experience? What will people experience when they visit the Viking Mobile Showroom?
What they will experience is they have the ability to come in and see a full showroom on wheels. We have all of our cooktops, we have our ranges, we have our ovens, we have our new technology with the Turbo Chef. They'll get a chance to see these pieces live. Every piece has power to it, so you can turn on all the burners. You can turn on the induction, see it light up. You can turn on the Turbo Chef. We actually do demos on it, so you'll be able to taste food that we've cooked on the products in here. As we serve breakfast this morning, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, and cheese croissants. So all of those things that you see here, all of the food that is here when the customers came through, we cooked it here in this mobile showroom.
What is it about Viking appliances that appeal to so many? It seems like you can't open a high-end shelter magazine without seeing Viking appliances in these high-end kitchens in these beautiful homes. What is it about Viking that appeals to people so much?
Well, probably the first thing is the cooking performance. It's a commercial-style product made for residential use. So it's the performance in cooking, the high BTUs for being able to bring oil or water to boil or to heat very fast, recovery times when you're boiling with pastas. It's convection ovens that give evenness of cooking front to back, side to side, so you can do multiple layers of cooking at the same time. The ability to get that perfect steak out of your oven with the broiler up to 1500 degrees, just like you would see in the finer restaurants around the country. So the first thing is performance, but the thing that you mentioned in magazines is the beauty, is the elegance of the cooking products when you see it in a residential setting, whether it's the stainless steel or one of the six beautiful colors that we do, or just the integration of the product with the custom wood fronts that match your cabinetry in your home.
What do you find that some of the end users, the homeowners that buy the Viking appliances, perhaps prior to purchasing the Viking appliances, they maybe weren't big cooks in the kitchen, but then they're inspired to cook more in the kitchen afterwards?
Yeah, that's the thing. What this did for people is it brought a lot of people back to the kitchen, brought a lot of families back to cooking meals at home with this type of equipment. And they always want to replicate what they get at their favorite restaurant. And our equipment gives them the ability to replicate a lot of those things. And it makes it fun. Makes it very fun.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about the Viking Mobile Showroom and Viking appliances in general?
Well, they can go to vikingrange.com. We're actually linking the mobile showroom to the webpage so you can see where it's been and where it's going throughout 2014. Also be able to see all the new products on the webpage there. Grab specs if you're planning your new home or just a kitchen redesign from vikingrange.com.
All right, terrific. Well, we have been talking with Ron Cochran and Bryant Watson with Viking Appliances. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.